Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and on this program, we'll be hearing from New Orleans blues musician Anders Osborne. Anders performed at this year's Blues and Brews in Telluride, and thanks to a friend of KVNF, I had the opportunity to sit down and chat with Anders about the festival and his newest album, Buddha and the Blues. Here's Anders talking about the overall theme of his album and the title track, Buddha and the Blues.
It's a little more mellow. It's a little bit like West Coast, California, 70s rock approach when I wrote it. Now, hopefully it turned into something, you know, original. But the idea was, the song Buddha and the Blues was basically the idea of, you know, learning to choose each moment, to be in the moment, to be excited about the challenges or be upset and depressed about the challenges that life presents. So basically, I wanted that to remain the theme, and that each song is about the struggles that I may have with certain things psychologically, mentally, or growing older and all that stuff. And then how do I deal with it? What's the solution for me? And then, so I was trying to just write from that perspective, which is a new face being in my 50s, you know.
Yeah, I love the guitar intro. Is really sweet sounding, yeah. In that song.
Yeah, it's kind of it reminds me of some Cat Stevens, mm-hmm. kind of old English kind of folk music from the, you know, medieval times or something, yeah.
Yeah, the undertone of the album definitely feels very 70s to me, which, yeah. I love. Yeah. I think that's perfect.
Yeah, no, that's what we were hoping to achieve with it, you know.
Here's Buddha and the Blues by Anders Osborne.
Yeah.
That was Buddha and the Blues, the title track off of Anders Osborne's new album. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. I spoke with Anders this past September at the 26th annual Blues and Brews in Telluride. Let's get right back to the interview. One of your other singles off this album is called Alone. Sad song.
Yeah. I think the idea started out as a poem, and it was written in these sort of one-liners, and then I try to guide myself through it. So if it starts, I'm a boat on my soul, and then you contemplate what that is. So if I'm a boat on my soul, that means I'm separate from my soul. That makes no sense. So then that sets you off, start thinking as a writer. So what does that mean? I'm a boat on my soul. I'm a ship in my mind. And that becomes, so I'm having grandiosity. I have maybe, I think of myself as something that I'm not. So you see kind of what the idea is. You start, and then in the end it ends up being, but in the end, just alone. We're all just ourselves. Yeah. But the idea is to play with the, we're all one, we're all connected, but we all feel alone. Mm-hmm. We're separated. So again, it's the same theme that I wanted the whole record to be, this discussion within the songs of, I'm connected, I'm not connected. Why am I not connected? How do I connect? And so forth.
Let's take a listen to Alone.
Thank you.
That was a song called Alone by Anders Osborne. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I spoke with Anders at this year's Blues and Brews in Telluride, Colorado. Anders told me that part of the theme of his new album, Buddha and the Blues, was that we're all one, we're all connected. And I asked Anders how he stays connected.
So in life, I think it's to maybe pause from time to time and think of the decisions you're making so you don't just make, for myself, so I don't make default, you know, decisions on a daily basis, automatic, habitual. Sure, I'll be there, or no, I don't want to do that. That you just try to put yourself in the present moment, which I try to do through meditation and exercise and, you know, a general good lifestyle. And then you bring it into pacing yourself that fits your character. So that means you have to be self-reflective. You have to spend time doing your own internal research. Oh, maybe I'm an introvert, so I shouldn't be too much around people before I have gathered my energy so I have something to contribute, rather than thinking that I'm an introvert and therefore I'm different. It's just part of the starting point. If you're an extrovert, then you gain energy from people, so you need to learn to be away from people to learn to rest. So there's, you see what I'm saying? There's a balance of every little thing. So that's, I think, how I, bring it into focus, is self-reflection probably.
Yeah. And you mentioned meditation. Mm-hmm. Is this a big practice in your life?
Yeah, I just, whatever tapes I get my hands on, YouTube or different teachings, I wouldn't say I'm an expert, but the last 7 or 8 years I've been trying to do something every day and breathing techniques. When you travel as much as we do and you meet new people every day and you have to learn the balance between people-pleasing and adapting to different environments. People-pleasing is not very positive all the time. So you have to learn to, like, regulate your anxieties and your fight-or-flight reactions to things, you know, delayed flights, almost missing gigs, long drives, lack of sleep, all those things. So you have to really take care of yourself so that you can do your job when it comes time to play.
Yeah. That's very responsible of you.
Yes, she. Yeah.
The other song I liked, it's a more rockin' song on this album, is Smoke and Mirrors.
I'm not a big sort of political writer or writing for a specific cause, but I had been reflecting over the whole Trump saga and previously that it was the Obama and the rejection or acceptance of one or the other and the division of not just this country, but it seemed like the whole Western world has decided that there are only two sides. And then the song was a reflection for me that, yeah, it's just, it's all smoke and mirrors anyway.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't really matter. So it was kind of a play on the fact that you truly, if you put your mind to it, you can do whatever you want, be whoever you want.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the small stuff. So,
here is Smoke and Mirrors by Anders Osborne.
Thank you.
That was Smoke and Mirrors by Anders Osborne. You're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I was able to chat with Anders Osborne at the 26th Annual Blues and Brews in Telluride, Colorado. Here's Anders talking about living in New Orleans and how the city inspires him.
New Orleans particularly has a lot of music traditions. We don't play so much to showcase. We tend to play more for celebration or for the moment of something, funerals and parties and at the nightclubs. There's less prestige. There's less contrived motivation behind it. You just play. And I think that's really inspiring, and it should be for most people, because you're not showcasing and trying to make it, so to speak. You're trying to make a living, and you love the art form, and you play for the sake of that. Now, obviously, you know, there are people that want to be famous and very successful musicians, but there's a tradition of just playing because you're a musician. So that's what you do. That's inspiring. People, they stop, you know, and talk to each other in the grocery store till the ice cream's completely melted and all that stuff. There's a lot of stuff in New Orleans. It's like, I think, any international cool city like that, there's a lot to be inspired by. Denver, New York, San Francisco, a lot of it, yeah.
Do you do a lot of your writing there, or are you kind of writing on the road as you go?
I do both. I try to write, if not every day, but at least several times a week, start something, put something down, and yeah, I enjoy the writing process a lot.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I love your lyrics. You know, you really paint a picture, and for me and probably a lot of people, that goes a long way because it makes it very relatable.
Yeah. I try to make the connection through the crafting of the lyrics, to be very honest and to use my own language. I've worked for many years on finding my true voice and figuring out, okay, how would I say it if I just spoke it? Not just writing tunes, but what is my voice? And then I try to be honest and truthful, talk about things I know, learn things I want to know about, and then write about that. So it is a conscious effort to make a connection with other people.
Oh, cool. You started a recovery program called Send Me a Friend in 2016. You've been sober for
10 plus years.
What prompted you to create this, even after you established your own sobriety and recovery?
I think seeing the need, especially in the blue-collar music community, where they don't have green rooms, they don't have tour managers, they don't have a whole organization that can keep them sort of secluded from all the partying and drinking and stuff. So I just saw a need for maybe connecting sober people as we go back to work, because the first year is very difficult. There's so much insecurity involved in finding out who you are and learning to stand on your own 2 feet sober and you know, find your strength again and confidence. So I thought, what if we start a network of what we call friends, so sober people that go through a screening process, have a certain amount of sobriety. They can be sent out to you if you need a tour, or if you're playing in your local town at the, you know, you're in a cover band somewhere and you just need to go back to work to start making money again after years of addiction. And then we can send someone to come and sit with you while you work. So it's not about getting you sober. It's not about bringing you to meetings. It's about keeping you company as a sober friend while you work.
Yeah, and this is specifically for musicians.
And music industry people, like can be radio DJs, it can be lighting crew, tour managers, managers. It's not just the musicians themselves, but the whole industry, yeah.
I like that because it's obviously a lot of personal work, but to have that support, I'd imagine, is vital.
It was for me. I didn't have it, but anytime I had someone come out, it was easier. You know, just someone that sits there and they know what you're going through. And if you feel a little, you know, out of place, or because a lot of times, like on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, you just sit in the bar and you just wait during your break. You know, you play 4 sets a night or 5 sets a night. You have 20 minutes in between. Yeah, long. I used to do 11 sets a day. Just insanity stuff, yeah. Play it from 11 till 4 a.m. So, you know, when you do all that, it's good to have someone, and you go somewhere down the street and get a cup of coffee and just keep you company.
Yeah. I really love your song, Aching for You Love. Mm-hmm. Is this about your wife?
Yeah, and it's also about, so what I did was Aching for You Love, meaning the actual expression of love. I'm aching for you, love. I need love to re-enter, if that makes any sense. So it was through a period of missing her. The song started out, I was home and she was not, which is usually the opposite. And then the house was empty. And so that started the song. But then I thought, can it be bigger than that? Can it be the fact that a lot of times there's a lack of love when you're out working, traveling, or anywhere? So I was inviting love itself to come back into, yeah.
Yeah. I'll be cliche and say, I love that. I'll cut that part out. Or maybe not,
I do too, because love is great.
Yeah.
Love is, I think, one of the original states of being. It's not an emotion. I think it's when we truly feel joy and love, we're actually being close to our true nature.
Let's take a listen to Aching for You, Love.
Yeah, we know that anything we do can leave a lasting scar. But we hope that nothing's gonna hurt too bad to change the way we are. Yeah, we bleed. Like it's gonna make us strong. Yeah, I'm aching for you, love. And I'm waiting for you, love. Come back home.
That was Aching for You, Love by Anders Osborne off his new album, Buddha and the Blues. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I spoke with Anders on the last day of this year's Blues and Brews. Here's Anders Osborne talking about his good friend and fellow musician, Samantha Fish.
Samantha last night was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a star. She's beautiful.
I watched from the crowd just like enamored by the two of you and the chemistry on stage and the back and forth. And, you know, I also noticed that each of you gave each other the space to rip. What does that feel like for you when you're up there?
I think respect is the key thing. You just make sure that you show each other a fundamental connectiveness where you go, I love you and you're amazing. And the way you can do that is by letting them speak. So you do that back and forth, and then you start creating something. And then you also focus on the audience. As performers, we're good at reading what needs to happen. Okay, let's sync up here. Let's spread out here. Okay, you shine now. You play on what you think is the best thing for the night. It's not so much that you're selfishly involved in the dialogue. You're actually trying to make sure everyone's there.
Yeah.
Because when you get, you know, I don't know how many people are in there, but you get a large crowd, you need to make sure everyone goes, I made the right choice tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here,
yeah.
And this is the place I want to be. You know, you got to focus. I mean, I really like her on and off stage, so that creates a very natural dialogue in itself, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's super cool, yeah. And she's like hanging out, you know. You don't have to treat her differently. No. It's just, okay, what's the freaking song? What's the chord? Okay, so what do you do on that part? You can get down to it and you can make music, so. Yeah.
Anders, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me and KVNF.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Thank you for listening.